Title: Second Circuit Rejects First Circuit's Extreme Departure Test for Assessing Materiality of an Alleged Omission of Interim Financial Information from Registration Statement. Content: Instadnik v. Vivint Solar Incorporated, 2017 WL 266-1597, 2D CIR June 21, 2017. The United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit affirmed the dismissal of claims for violations of Section 11 of the Securities Act of 1933, 15 U.S.C. Section 77K, arising out of Vivint Solar, Inc. S. Vivint, 2014 Initial Public Offering, IPO. Plaintiffs, citing Shaw v. Digital Equipment Corporation, 83F.3D1194, First Circle 1996, alleged that Vivint was obligated to disclose in its registration statement financial information for the quarter ending one day before the IPO because the company's performance in that quarter constituted an extreme departure from previous performance, even though Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, Regulation SX, 17 CFR Section 210.3-12, AGG, requires a registrant to update financial statements only if they are more than 135 days old from the effective date of the IPO. The Second Circuit declined to adopt the First Circuit's extreme departure test, and instead followed its own long-standing test for assessing the materiality of an omission of interim financial information, set forth in DeMaria v. Henderson, 318F.3D170, 2D CIR 2003. To hold that a reasonable investor would not view the omission of the quarterly financial information at issue as significantly altering the total mix of information made available. This decision reflects a split in the circuits regarding the duty to disclose interim financial information in IPO registration statements. Plaintiffs were a putative class of investors in Vivint's IPO. Plaintiffs' Section 11 claims centered on the registration statement issued by Vivint to accompany its IPO on October 1, 2014. This registration statement disclosed financial information for six consecutive quarters, but did not include information from the third quarter of 2014. The structure of Vivint's business required income to be split between shareholders and non-controlling interests, NCIs, made up of outside investors essential to Vivint's business model. These NCIs finance Vivint's purchase and installation of solar energy systems through the creation of investment funds, and in return receive tax credits and monthly payments until a targeted rate of return is reached. Vivint uses an equity accounting method called hypothetical liquidation at book value, which affects the allocation of income. The registration statement accompanying the IPO disclosed this information, and warned that this business model and accounting practice could have an impact on the allocation of income between shareholders and NCIs. On October 1, 2014, Vivint held its IPO and sold 20,600,000 shares at $16 per share. 6 weeks later, on November 10, 2014, Vivint released a press release with financial information from the third quarter of 2014. The third quarter ended the day before the IPO. This press release revealed that net income for shareholders had decreased by $40.8 million between the second quarter and third quarter. The financial results published from the second quarter, the final results included in the registration statement, indicated $5.5 million in net income for shareholders. In the third quarter results, which were not published prior to the IPO, the net income for shareholders was negative $35.5 million. On November 12, 2014, Vivint released its Form 10-Q for the third quarter of 2014, in which it explained that the shift was attributable to a reallocation of income from shareholders to NCIs due to the timing of an installation of solar systems. Despite this shift in allocation of income, Vivint reported that its third quarter financial results were surpassing expectations, measured by key operating metrics identified in the registration statement. Additionally, Vivint's overall market share increased by 7% from the first quarter to the third quarter of 2014. From November 10 to November 11, 2014, after Vivint released the press release, Vivint's stock price dropped from $14.74 to $11.42 per share. On November 13, 2014, following the release of the 10-Q, Vivint stock declined again from $12.33 to $11.70 per share. 3 months later, on February 13, 2014, the first shareholder complaint was filed against Vivint. Plaintiffs alleged that the omission of the third quarter financial information